Today's episode is one I know so many of us need in this season because we are talking about success. Not the kind the world hands to you, but the kind that actually feels like peace, alignment, and like you being able to excel in real time. If success has been feeling heavy, confusing, or like something you're constantly chasing but never catching, this episode is your invitation to redefine success on your terms. Not based on pressure, not based on performance, and definitely not based on what people expect from you. If you're ready, let's go. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us, but I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Welcome to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I am your host, your girl, Jada. Welcome, 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 and thanks for being here. We are going to jump right into this episode because I know that the holidays are in full effect and we are all busy, so I just wanted to get in here to encourage you, to motivate you, to help you to remember that you are not to be forgotten in this, you know, holiday season. So let's get on into the meat of this episode where we are talking all about success. So funny story, my therapist, I would say like 3 years ago, asked me what was my definition of success. And I was sitting in a different room in my house when I was on the phone with her and I wrote it down. I just wrote success on a post-it and I put it up on a board and it's still probably blank because I'm in a different space, but to the point of a session I had with her just last week. And she said, well, I know that's ever changing, right? And she's like, did you ever define it? And I was like, no, but, I think it is very important for busy women, but especially for my mama friends, because a lot of times we just take what, you know, the titles, as we've talked about this whole season, we'll take the titles and then we are kind of morphing into that. And I'm not even sure if that's what we would consider to be quote unquote success or successful. So I just kind of wanted to touch on this a little bit, especially as we are at the end of the year, we're about to go into a new year and we're thinking about, you know, the things that we want to keep or things we want to start or maybe some things we want to leave behind. So as we are about to start looking at those things, I just want to put this little nugget into your mind so maybe you can think about it. Your subconscious mind will now have something to work on while you're still doing all the things, okay? So we are going to start with our Bible verse, and I'm actually going to use Proverbs 16:3 out of the NIV, and it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And of course, we know that he has purpose in us, right? Things that we're still trying to find out and live up to and be that beacon of light for him in the way that he's purposed for us. But I think it is important that when we commit the things that we are doing to him, that he will help to establish those plans and he will help to establish, you know, the ways in which we should go about it when we may feel lost. So I thought that that was a good verse. But let's think about this for a minute, right? The pressure to perform. If you're anything like me, and maybe your story is similar, maybe it's different, but there were certain things, you know, that our environment, our parents, grandparents, maybe friends, siblings, all the things, right? And now, even in today's world with social media and, you know, new people you're meeting, there are certain pressures that are put on us. I know for me, it was, Jada, you have the rest of your life to work. So right now, mom and dad want you to focus on School. Be good at school. Be good at whatever extracurricular. So for me, it was soccer primarily, and I played clarinet. I was in AP classes, so my focus was like that was my job. That is what I was supposed to work at because that was setting me up for the next step, right? Okay, you do so well in your younger years, and now you're gonna apply for college, and then I get into college. Okay, what am I gonna study? What am I going to do? And then it's like, oh, are you gonna go to postgraduate school? So on and so forth, right? So most of us have probably kind of been raised that way. Like these are the things that we are going to do. I'm gonna go to school, and then after I get a job and get my degree, and I know for me and my friends, it was really like we were focused on that. We weren't necessarily like rushing out to go get married and start families. Like it was just kind of a different time for us. And nothing good or bad. It's just it is what it is. So a lot of us did the family thing later, but a lot of us were probably still had that planted, right? Okay, you're going to school, you're getting a degree, you're getting a job, you're starting a career. By the way, go get married, have babies, and then, do everything. So I think a lot of us kind of went through that. And so then you have society that's telling you like, yeah, these are the things you have to do. I mean, if you want to be successful, you have to have that job and you have to make, this much money and you have to live in this neighborhood and your kids, you got to have so many kids and you got to be in the right school, like all the things, right? And so I think a lot of us were conditioned. And so we're like, okay, let me check all of those boxes and we get those things. And again, maybe like me, you prayed for those things and then you receive them and were grateful for them. But you might wake up one day and you're like, huh, like my therapist said to me, what is success? Like, do you feel successful? Is this what you were supposed, is this all you were supposed to do and all you were supposed to be? Now you should just be happy because that's what quote unquote success is. And I would venture to guess, and look, no scientific or no research done. I'm just off the top of my head thinking about people that I hang out with. Probably 80% of us are like, yeah, if I could do it different, I might do some things different, right? Because what we thought and the things that we were driven or drawn to, I should say, what we were drawn to might not have aligned with what parents, society, friends, counselors thought we should do, right? So, success, yeah. I mean, I would think that I'm successful. I mean, to have retired from the military with 23 years of service, to have had basically a couple of careers, right? Being a civil servant for the government, and still being able to work, having my babies, having got to compete for the title of Miss Texas years ago. Like, there were a lot of things that I did that, yeah, I would definitely say I was successful. But now at this point in my life, things that I'm drawn to, the alignment that I want to be in with God, I'm like, I mean, I think they all aided into who I am and how I am, but in terms of like success, which yes, I will share that. I have not defined it. So let's do that this week. Let's think about what that is. And the thing is, we'll get into this. It doesn't mean that what we think of success today means that that's going to be success in a year or five or whatever, right? So it's ever changing as we are. But a lot of times that pressure, right? That pressure of doing all of these things and being all of these people. And the thing is, like, if it comes at the expense of our peace, if it comes at the expense of our identity, if it comes at our ex, you know, the expense of our relationship with God, then is that really successful? Or is that like a false, like, is it a mirage, right? For lack of a better word, it looks great. But then the closer you get to it, it's like, ooh, that's a little messy. Is that what it is? And so if that's you, no worries. We live, we learn, we grow from that, right? But that is something that I think a lot of us experienced as we continue through this thing called life. But what about when success stops feeling like success? When we look back and we're like, okay, that's great that I achieved those things, but is it really serving me now, who I am, and what my purpose is today, right? And I want you to pause and think about that. Like, I really want you to think about, like, is what you thought of as successful really, is it really successful today? Think about that. And if it's not, cool. We're gonna take time and we're gonna take permission and we're gonna take space and we're gonna change that. So, again, our family will sit up here and It's like, oh, well, you have the husband, so you should just be happy. You're successful because, so many people want to get married and they can't, or you have kids. And I get all that because y'all know I had to do IVF. I get all of that. And I am so grateful to have my husband and to have my babies and to have the life that I have. But it doesn't mean like if there's something that needs to change so that I can be fulfilled and I can show up in my best and I can continue to walk in my purpose, it doesn't mean that I have to just be like, well, that's it. That's all. Good night. No, it means that I need to look at that, be grateful, and then continue to do the things that God has, told me to do. And I am challenging you to do the same thing, all right? So, and I kind of touched on social media. A lot of us are sitting up here like, well, look at this person and look at this. And I mean, a lot of us, our minds are, we get it. We're smart people, okay? We get it. We know that a lot of that is manufactured and it's altered and it's to make us believe those things. So if you're in this comparison, I highly suggest and encourage you to not do that. I mean, look at it for what it is, if that's what you want to do, but don't feel like you are not successful because what you're looking at, you're not fitting that mold. Because, baby, you were made to be who you're supposed to be, and you don't have to fit in their mold, which is probably another mirage, okay? And I'm not saying people are not successful in doing the thing and putting that, I am not saying that. But what I'm saying is don't define yourself, what you're doing, your purpose, your identity, and your version of success based on anybody out there that you're watching. Okay? Because I bet you someone's watching you and they're looking at you like, man, look at all the things that she has. I'm going to be like her. And they might be looking at you as successful. So live in your fullness, live in your purpose, and show up genuinely and know that that is what matters. And God will continue, like I said, He will give you those plans. He will help us out. He will direct our steps if we're going to Him and we're asking, right? So, just know that you have to be confident and secure and just so okay with yourself so that you continue to show up in your best and in the way that God has purpose for you. All right. So if it starts feeling like, again, if that success or that picture or that definition you had of success is not necessarily fitting for you, maybe it feels like an extra small and you need a medium, right? Like if it's not fitting, then let's shed that. Let's let that go. And let's redefine that and let's move forward because you're going to feel better. You're going to show up better, and it's going to be better for you, your family, and everybody around you. So speaking of God, I like the big G, and he has his definition of success. He wants us to be in alignment, right? He wants us to know what is purposed in our heart because he placed it there. We've talked about that. He's placed it there. We have to live in that, right? So in that alignment. And for him, it's like being faithful. Are we being faithful to him? Are we being faithful to what he's calling us to do? That's success for him, us being obedient, which is hard for us, And I say us, I'm putting you up in here with me because obedience is hard. Because we want to do what we want to do, or we don't want to do something that's uncomfortable. We don't want to do something that might make us feel like we're being judged. I get it. Been there, done it. We'll continue to do it, but we have to be obedient to what it is that he has called for us to do because that is his version or a piece of his definition of being successful. And he wants us to become the woman he has purposed for us to be. When we are moving in alignment, when we are moving in his, ordered path, in his lit path, then we are doing the things that he wants us to do. We are then bringing people to the kingdom because they're like, oh, I want more of you. And it's really not about us, it's about him coming through us. All right? All right, you feel me? Oh my God, a little excited right there. Didn't even mean to. So when we are showing up and doing what he has called us to do, being faithful to his word, being faithful to his directions, being obedient and doing what he has us to do, no matter what, then we are becoming who he wants us to be. And that is gonna, help us to be successful in the right that he has for us. Right? I hope that makes sense. Please let me know if it doesn't. Hit me up and let me know if it doesn't. So ask yourself, who are you becoming? For me, yes, I'm a wife. We are knocking on the door of 13 years of marriage here in a couple of weeks. I am a mama bear of three, as many of you know, and I feel that motherhood is kicking my butt every day and challenging me every day, right? So there are some days and moments I feel successful, and some days I don't. There are some days that I feel successful in being his wife and being his helpmeet and doing all those things, and sometimes I'm not. But overall, I know that I am a daughter of the Most High. I know that I am doing what he has called me to do. I am doing the things that my family needs. And I'm also honoring myself and doing the things that I know God has purposed me to do. And so for me, that's who I'm becoming. I am becoming that Proverbs 31, right? Woman, right? That's a lot of us want to strive to be her. That is for me a lofty goal, but it's like what kind of helps me when I'm thinking of things and making decisions and how am I showing up and, saying no. Knowing that that protects my space and protects my peace and protects like that second and third order effect of things that may come. So that's who I'm becoming. It's not just about what I'm doing, but it's who I am becoming, who I am at my core, who when I am going home to see Jesus, right? That people are like, oh yeah, Jada was caring and compassionate and inspiring and empowering and motivating and wanting and challenging and wanting us to live in our best. And to live with heaven here on earth because we have permission to do that. And so it's not just what we're doing every day, but who are we being? Are we being kind? Am I showing my babies, like, yes, you might fall, you may fail, but you get up and you keep going and you learn and you're still kind to everybody. And even when you have a moment and you mess up, you go back and you apologize. Like, who am I? Who am I being? And that's what I would ask you. Think about that. Who am I being? Who am I becoming? It's not just about the titles and the job and the task and the things to do, but who am I becoming and who am I being for other people? Also, think about what does not work anymore, right? So I was saying we're going into the new year. So things that don't serve you anymore, let that go, right? I'm not gonna say I'm a hoarder, but I do like to keep a lot of things. I'm getting better though. I'm getting better at letting go of like physical things, and I'm also learning to let go of emotional things. We don't have to fair catch everything. We don't have to shoulder the burden for everybody. That is not our purpose. So if it's not helping you, if it's not reaching your goals, if it's not reclaiming your identity in a positive way, if it's not helping you to become who he's called you to be and who you desire to be, let it go. Not that you need permission, but let that go. You got a few more weeks. We can go ahead and start the new year clean, okay? And redefine success for the season, right? So I kind of mentioned that earlier. Just because we say, you know what, success for me now means I'm not being reactive, but I'm being proactive. Okay, so maybe then that becomes a habit. So it's not necessarily something that you have to like intentionally focus on. It's just going to become part of your being. So then you can focus on something else. Or maybe you define and say, oh, I want to do this. And it works for this time period because that's what you need to keep making forward progress. And then later on, you don't need it anymore. No problem. Let it go. It's okay. So if there's something that you're holding on to, whether it's like something from your family, something from, I don't know, bad habits, right? Anything that you're holding on to, just really think about that. Like, is it serving you? Is it serving God? Is it serving people that you want to help? If it's not, let that go. And let's measure our success. This is just a little tip. Measure your success by the alignment, not necessarily the achievement, because we knock things off our to-do list every day. I love to make a to-do list and I love to make a check mark or cross it out. It makes me feel good. Yes, I got that done, but does that mean that I'm in alignment? Maybe that task just needed to be done because my house needed to be cleaned, clothes had to be washed. Great. Yes, has to be done. But did that actually align with the things that I'm trying to do? Maybe, maybe not. So let's think about the things that align with our purpose, align with our identity, align with who we're becoming, who we desire to be, and are the things that we're doing align with that? And that might give you more of a sense of like, yes, I am successful in this. And always give yourself permission to grow and to change and to adapt and do something different if you need to. It's all good. No one is judging you. So you have the right to change your mind. You have the right to pivot. You have the right to change course. You have the right to evolve, sis. All right. So again, not that you need a lot of permission, but sometimes we really get stuck in like, I made this commitment. I have to stick to it. I have to do this. And maybe that was just what you needed in that season to keep you going and to help you grow and to have something that is going to set you up for another step. But it doesn't mean that you have to just hold on to things that are not serving you and serving him. So I know we have a lot going on, as I said, but don't forget you in the midst of all of this, in the midst of the seasons, the holidays, the shopping, the cooking, all the baking, all of the things. Don't forget you. And we're about to go into a new year. And this is always a fresh time to kind of like think about things. So I'm just trying to get this to you just a few weeks early to start planting that seed, as I said, so that you can, you know, start thinking of these things, continue working on reclaiming your identity and becoming who God has purposed you to be. So until next week, take care of you. Challenge yourself. I'm going to challenge myself, and I will see you, or I will talk to you soon. All right. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.